CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you, as usual, from G4NJH. Good morning. It's Sunday the 29th of June 2014. Here are the main news headlines. Ofcom starts consultation for World Radio Communications Conference 2015. New Intruder Watch coordinator appointed. Get your entry to the RSGB construction competition. Ofcom has just started a consultation on the key issues to be considered at the World Radio Communication Conference 2015, or WRC. These conferences are held approximately every 4 years and take key decisions concerning the identification and international harmonisation of spectrum bands. Ofcom represents the UK at WRC. The next conference takes place in Geneva from the 2nd to the 27th of November 2015. It'll consider a wide range of issues across a number of sector interests, including amateur radio use of parts of the spectrum. Ofcom's consultation sets out the main issues to be discussed at the conference and the emerging UK position. Full details, tinyurl.com/ofcom-wrc15. The RSGB is pleased to announce that Vaughan Ravenscroft, M0VRR, has been appointed as Intruder Watch Coordinator, succeeding Chris Cummins, G4BOH, to whom the RSGB expresses thanks for his years of service to the amateur radio community. Vaughan took up his duties on the 27th of June and may be contacted by email iw@rsgb.org.uk. Throughout the years, many local clubs, radio clubs, hold construction competitions. Those RSGB members who enter should remember that the RSGB's annual construction competition will be judged at the RSGB convention in October. Winners in each category will be awarded prizes, and the best overall entry will be awarded the Pat Hawker MBE G3VA trophy. There are four categories: designer for an original project, craftsman for projects such as kits, beginner for those new to amateur radio, and junior for young members. All the information can be found at RSGB pages, rsgb.org/main/RSGB-annual-construction-competition. The RSGB's Islands on the Air programme is celebrating its 50th anniversary at a conference at Beaumont House, Windsor, on the 4th to the 6th of July. Saturday sees a range of talks from the IOTA contest to the expeditions in Panama, Austral Islands and Corsica amongst the programme. Anyone considering attending as a day visitor should note that pre-booked tickets from www.rsgbevents attract savings over those on the day. Two pieces of sad news. Former GB2RS reader Martin Phillips, G3RFX / ZB2FX, passed away on the morning of the 20th of June after a short illness. He started broadcasting GB2RS in 1995 and made 1,275 transmissions from his well-equipped shack. We also understand that Wes Wizowski, SP2DX, passed away suddenly at the age of 82. He was the Polish Society's IARU liaison officer for 10 years until 2010, and a member of the General Conferences of the IARU Region 1. He persuaded Poland to join the ARIS programme and was always a supporter of our activity within the framework of the ARIS initiative. Our thoughts with their families and friends. Italian amateurs again have access to 70 MHz until the 19th of December this year. All Italian stations are authorised except those 30 kilometres or less from the Italian border with Austria, Switzerland and France. They are allowed to use 70.1, 70.2, 70.3, the 25k of bandwidth mall modes with 50 watts ERP. Now for the details of rallies and events for the coming week. This week sees the Hamtronic show taking place in Germany. The RSGB president and chairman of the board are attending the event, and there's a large RSGB bookstall as well as an IOTA presence. Today, the 29th of June, the West of England radio rally takes place at the Cheese and Grain, Bridge Street, Frome in Somerset, BA11 1BE. Doors open 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and admission is £2.50. There'll be trade stands and an RSGB bookstall. Details from Sean GPVPG on 01225873098. On Saturday the 5th of July, the Bangor and District ARS rally will be held in Donaghadee Community Centre, County Down, BT210HB. Doors open 11:30. Admission is £3. There'll be trade stands and bring and buy. The venue is just 50 metres from the harbour and parking is available. More from Peter, MI6NID, 028-9188-9018. Sunday the 6th of July sees three rallies taking place, the 51st Cornish Mobile Rally, the 18th Red Rose QRO Festival and the Barford Norfolk Rally. The Cornish Mobile Rally will be held at Penair School St Clement's Truro in Cornwall, TR11TN, doors open 10:30, admission £2. There'll be trade stands and bring and buy. Details from Steve 01209844939. The Red Rose QRP Festival takes place in the Formby Hall, Alder Street, Atherton, Manchester, M469EY. Free car parking, doors open 11 a.m, admission being £2. There'll be trade stands and bring and buy. Information from Les Jackson, G4HZJ, 01942870634. The Barford Norfolk Rally will be held at Barford Village Green and Hall and Green, Barford, Norwich, NR94AB, doors open 9 a.m, admission 150. There'll be trade stands and bring and buy. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, in Radcom and on the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for news of special events, Riviera ARC will be running GB8 AFD on the 29th of June for National Armed Forces Day. The plan is, weather permitting, to run data modes on HF. They may also be active on 2 metres FM. Causeway, Coast and Glens ARC will be holding an on-the-air event from the 1st to the 7th of July to help raise funds for a memorial or statue to commemorate Rifleman Robert Quigg, who won a VC on the 1st of July 1916. They plan to use the 10-metre, 12, 15, 17, 20-metre and 40-metre bands using phone and digimodes. On Sunday the 29th, Breed Steam Amateur Radio Society will be operating GB0 AFD at the Armed Forces Day event at Alexander Park, Hastings, from early morning until around 4 p.m. using 10, 20 and 40-metre bands. GB4JPJ will be on the air on the 5th and 6th of July, celebrating the birthday of John Paul Jones, the founder of the modern US and Russian navies. Members of the public, as well as visiting amateurs, are very welcome to attend on the day, with free entry to the John Paul Jones Cottage Museum, R. Big Land, Kirkbean, DG28BQ. Now for the DX News compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Fox 5 LMJ will be operation as TO 5 MJ from Guadalupe, IOTA NA102, between the 7th and 17th of July. Activity 10 to 40 metre bands using CWSSB and digital modes. Paper QSLs go to the his home call sign or electronically using Logbook of the World. DO3 MY will be active as 6 Victor 1 Whiskey from Senegal from July to September. His activities will be on the HF bands only. QSL home call. N5NU will be living in Santiago, Chile until August and is sometimes active stroke CE3 or CE5 depending on his exact location. His home station is a QRP radio running 5 watts to a dipole. Listen to him mainly on 15 metres using CW and SSB QSL home call. John W5JON and his wife Kathy W5HAM will be QRV from their home at Calypso Bay on the Caribbean island of St. Kitts, NA104, until early August. Look for the call signs V47JN and V47HAM. Logs for both calls will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. JG8DEN is planning to operate from the Svalbard Archipelago, EU026, midway between continental Europe and the North Pole, from the 27th of June to the 3rd of July as JW-KH0PR, details QRZ.com. contest this week. Several contests are scheduled. This is the first. The first is the UK Microwave Groups contest, 5.7, 10, and 24 gigs bands. It runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. From 0900 to 1200 UTC, it's the 50 MHz CW contest, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. Finally, at 1400 to 1600 UTC, it's the fourth 70 MHz cumulative, again using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. Tuesday, the 144 MHz UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. Next weekend, the 5th and 6th of July, the RSGB VHF NFD takes place, 1400 to 1400 UTC, using all modes on the 50 to 1296 MHz bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. On Sunday the 6th, the 3rd 144 MHz backpackers contest, running from 1100 to 1500 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's the usual signal report, serial number, and locator. Factual data now for the period from Friday the 20th to Thursday the 26th of June, compiled by Neil Clark on Friday the 27th of June. By the 24th, only three sunspot regions were visible, and these were only producing the occasional C-class solar flares most day. In fact, on the 22nd and 25th, solar activity declined to very low levels when no C-class solar flares took place. In total, 10 C-class solar flares took place during the period. Solar flux declined from 102 units on the 20th to 94 by the 24th. The average was 97 units. The 90-day solar flux average on the 26th was 133 units, which is 4 units down on last week. X-ray flux levels declined slightly to B1.6 units. The average was B2 units. Geomagnetic activity was very quiet every day, the most disturbed day being the 20th, with an AP index of 9 units. The average was AP6 units. Solar wind data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speeds increase from 400 kilometers per second on the 20th to 500 by the next day. Speeds then declined to 300 kilometres by the 5th. Particle densities were moderate to high most days, with a peak of 50 particles per cubic centimetre on the 25th. BZ showed only modest fluctuations throughout the period, with minus 7 and plus 8 nanoteslas recorded on the 20th. Finally, the solar forecast for this week. The week should see the more active side of the sun coming into view. Several active sunspot groups are expected to rotate into view. Solar activity is expected to be mostly low but could increase to moderate on some days. Solar flux levels should increase and be in the 130s later this week. Geomagnetic activity is expected to be mostly quiet, with the AP index in single figures every day. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitudes should be around 21 megs. Dark sour lows should be about 13 megs. Paths this week to South America should have a maximum usable frequency of about 27 megs, but that's with a 50% success rate only. The best working frequency, meaning 90% success, will be more like 21 megahertz. The best time to try this path will be between 1400 and 2200. Sporadic E should take place most days. And that's it for another week from the propagation team, and indeed from this bulletin. Until today, I have been reading the local news for the UK Midlands, but I don't believe that this information is still required or being retransmitted over repeaters, so from this week I shall cease to do so. If, on the other hand, anybody does care to contact me and tell me that they still want the service, then I'll gladly provide it and put it back. Thank you.